Oh God, what is?
Okay, recorder's on.
Okay. Good afternoon. June 18th, 2020. The time is 3 p.m. I'm calling special meeting of the Franklin Township Board of Trustees to order. Could I ask for a roll call, please?
Ari.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to suspend the Pledge of Allegiance in any past minute. Can I ask for a second, please?
I will second that.
Hearing no discussion, I will call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
Thank you.
At this time, we're going to start with new business. On police department issues, I will handle it over to Chief Byron Smith. Chief?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The reason I wanted this special meeting, guys, was kind of twofold. One, I wanted to update you guys on the body camera information that I proposed last meeting. And also, I wanted to talk to you guys about the speed cameras that are in our school zones. With everything that's going on in the world today, I would propose that we put poll cameras in the Harmon Elementary School Zone, and I invited Dorian Grubaugh, our consultants, to be on this meeting to answer any questions that may come up. I know I talked to you briefly about it, John.
Yes.
We didn't get to where you were at with it. Basically, I mean, school's out for now. This would give us time to get the permits, for the company to get the permits. We'd have the polls up by next school year, and that way we could better utilize the officers instead of setting them in the school zone.
Can you hear me okay?
I can, yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, I was clicking around because I was trying to open up the Zoom thing, and I don't know where it went. All they got is a little microphone. Here's my thoughts on this. Where the world is today, we're looking at reform in many different ways. One good thing about a pool camera is it doesn't discriminate regardless of the type of vehicle you drive, the type of person you are, the color of your skin. It just reacts based upon a violation. It doesn't know that, oh, this person was driving a $100,000 car, or this person is a resident, we'll let them go by, and et cetera. The second thing is safety. Obviously, I'm not big on, I've been doing some research, and like in Washington, D.C., they have a lot of these, and there's a judge even that has got his own show now where you go to court and they pull up and they show you running a red light, and then they say, do you want to, you know, anything you got to say about that? And so the fact that it can record and what they can do nowadays, it just basically takes away any doubt in violations. The other thing is safety for the kids in that area. It can cover a lot more than what the human eye and the human hand can be able to account for at one given time. When you have traffic going east and westbound, it can do both sides, probably 12 to 20 at a time if it needed to be. Being the fact that this is going to be known that it's in just a school zone, I am fine with that. I think it's time that we not be afraid of where we have seen departments that use technology in a bad way, and then everyone was afraid to move forward with it. I think that we owe it to the township to open dialogue and actually see how this is going to keep our residents safer and how this new technology going forward would work for the township. And I'm finished.
Ralph, do you have any discussion?
Yeah, the as a consideration of the Franklin Heights school zone there, Chief Smith?
There could be in the future, Ralph, but because of the way that school zone is constructed, we don't have as big of an issue there, so we would be able to, at that point, utilize the portable units that we have now to handle that.
Okay.
So it's not enough of a problem to, I don't think it would warrant the expense of the poles, honestly.
Okay, I'll see you. Primarily the area that we had served before, Harmon Elementary would be the big issue, is that correct?
Yes, sir. Harmon Elementary is the only one we're actually advocating that we put the pole camera system in.
Okay, how about the I know the decisions had been made before, if it ended up being a lot of problems with anything, or we felt it was not in our best interest, is this something that we would be tied into long term, or in other words, do we have the same situation that we had before from the standpoint that we could discontinue it at our discretion?
Yeah, the contract wouldn't change, Ralph.
Okay.
For example, if the laws changed and made it to where it was unconstitutional to do it, then any expense would be on the part of GATSO, not the township.
Okay.
There's no expense. Like there's nothing we have to provide, or they do everything from planning to traffic study to permits on demolition.
Okay. Excuse me, just one more question, I'll be done.
Okay.
How about the disputed traffic tickets or that type of thing? How would that be handled?
Those would still have to be handled the same way they are now, depending on where this goes in the Supreme Court. If we were able to get it to where they were transferred downtown, then they would all go downtown. If not, they would have to be handled the same way we do right now.
So currently we have nothing set up other than what we already have is handled internally.
Yeah, that's typically the way the administrative hearings go. I haven't really sat down and talked to Mark about this, but we had talked, I know, in the past of finding a different venue, something a little more ADA accessible, like maybe the church down the street. We can even look at using a completely third-party attorney to do the hearings if we want to make it, you know, truly third party. Something that we could talk about too, and then we could certainly do that. I don't think the expense would be that much.
Okay.
If that's something the board wanted to do.
I know the traffic court, for example, the Village of Valley View, they had a court set up. I think they paid a small fee, not a large fee, to the judge to come in once or twice a month or something like that. And I know I was in a conversation with them, and they indicated, there's a reasonable fee that they will charge. So, I would say that's about the only question I have, Steve. Thank you.
Yeah, Ralph, that's definitely something I would be in favor of looking into, too. I think it'd be well worth it. It'd be a nominal cost, but I think it'd be well worth it.
Okay. Thank you.
Chief, if I may. Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead,
go ahead, Ms. Fletcher. One of the things that I was curious on, and I guess we'll get into it later, about when I've attended the call it court, if you will, or disputes, I guess once we look, if we go this route, we set it up, can we do a playback so people can actually see it? And a lot of people, one of the things that we were getting the most is the lights weren't flashing. In this case, I'm hoping that the cameras would be set up to where you would be able to see that the lights are currently on in the video.
Yeah, the one thing I know for sure is there will be video. I don't know that the cameras cover the lights because the lights are technically not an element of the offense. But it's certainly something we could talk to the company about.
Yeah, and that, and you know, even if there was a second camera that just showed the where you had a window that shows that the lights are flashing or et cetera. Because I mean, that's our biggest thing when people come in. The lights weren't on. They were on. The officer checked before he started.
Right, and that's mainly because, you know, it's sometimes people you're driving and they're just not paying attention.
Exactly. But this would take the fight out of the dog. And it just basically would solidify that, yes, they were on. And then the other thing I wanted to mention, if we did go this route, leave one extra person on the street versus sitting there, and it allows us to utilize the person that was there actually, you know, doing more canvassing in the township. And, Mr. Chairman, that's all I have.
Great. Thank you. My thing was, I really liked having an officer that was doing this, and that it was, you know, we had an officer on the street that was doing this. I don't feel particularly comfortable with us going this route. I hear both of my colleagues' support for it, and that's noted, and I totally understand where they're coming from on that. But that's just where I am at the moment. I think that my preference would be for us to stay with just the officer equipment and not doing a pole version. But I'm not going to dwell on it any longer.
Okay.
Do we need to? Do you need a resolution from us?
Well, I see that Mr. Grubal is on, so I would have to ask him what would they need to start the process. Brian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you see me?
No.
Well, you don't need a resolution. We just need authorization to do it. I mean, you've already done your resolution to do the program, so this is actually just changing the equipment that you have, which the contract allows for. So
I think we should just do a motion then. So if Trustee Fleshman or Horn wants to lead on that, do that.
If I could ask a few questions, because here's one of the things that I'm at. If we have such an uproar with the residents, and if you remember when we went through this before, I was adamant in our contract that we had it out that it was not going to cost the township a lot of money. I get it that you guys are investing a lot of money putting a pole and a camera and etc. I definitely would need to let our legal department go over the contracts and what we are getting ourselves into in case we need to get out of it. I would make a resolution, but I'm first going to give an opportunity to hear on those comments.
Did you want to hear from me on them?
Yes.
Okay. I'd have to refresh myself on the contract. I know they skimmed some of it off, and you know, obviously there's some cost if people kind of quit early, and we've had to spend a significant amount of money. Here we're looking at two poles max for that school zone. So $5,000, depending on which contractor you have to get in there. A lot of our clients have used their service departments to drop poles for us, and it's made it a lot.
And I get that. And just, you know, recapping, we would need to, the board would need exactly where we are potential cost-wise in case for some reason that we had such an outcry that this is not working out, that we would go back to using a police officer there. I don't want to be a burden to the township, especially now, watching every penny that we have. So if we can get with Chief and figure out what this is going to look like, I don't even know if we need to make a resolution at this point, other than I'll make a resolution that we move forward in fact gathering here in a minute. And once we see what it would actually look like down to dollars and tax, then I think we'd be able to make a resolution or amendment to the resolution to go with the cameras.
In fact, I should pull up your contract real quick so I can look just to see what you can play.
Because I remember distinctly that I wanted it to be, I think I forgot how long, and I said, you know, we needed to change the time frame, and we did. And I think we surpassed that time frame on the current contract.
Oh, yeah.
So I would want to see something altered in there that had we get into a situation that it's going to, the media is going to beat us up, or you know, to the point where we have to go back to the other way. I mean, I'm not so much worried about the media as the actual residents. That's who we work for.
I completely agree with you, and I would have to, I would probably ask the chief too. I mean, out of all the, you guys have gotten some calls and everything. Your program has seemed to have gotten, especially for the market you're in, very, very favorable press. But
yes,
have the complaints mainly come from residents, or mainly come
I don't really think that we've had some grumbles, but it's been a very successful partnership in what we've done. We were one of the first around us to actually step out and do this and take a stance. A lot of people didn't want to stand with us, and now other people are, as you know, are definitely taking a look at this and using this as a tool. So I'm more concerned about, you know, if and when, if something like this was happened. We don't perceive it to happen, but then again, I just want to know what our options are before we commit to something that, if it's, you know, if we see in 6 months that it's something that we're not going to be able to continue, at what cost does it, or is, you know, we're, what I want to minimize what we are going to be liable for.
This be for you, Dorian. If Gasso puts in the pole cameras, they won't typically give an exit clause minus legislation changes, will they?
What was that?
When you put in the pole cameras?
Yeah.
They're not. Are they? I don't think your legal team is willing to give us. I think that was the issue before. They don't want to give us an exit clause unless it's something that the legislature does that's out of our control.
I'm reading it right now. Actually, I think we went ahead and agreed to do something for you that we normally don't. We put it that you can.
Usually
it's the full term of the first 5 years of the contract. And we said for you guys that you can terminate the agreement at any time, 180 days after the system has become operational. So if you put in pole cameras and you want any time after 180 days, which is only 6 months, which you most likely aren't going to get that much of outcry, or you can string it along until then. If you had to quit after that, then it says you can do that. Because it says any township may terminate this agreement at any time, 180 days after the system has become operational at its convenience. I guess giving written notice to Gatto not less than 90 days prior to the termination date.
So I know that we altered that, and that was the biggest holdup that we had before, and I thank you guys for, and I was the catalyst that had a problem with that. I just wanted to make sure that our residents were protected in that area. So, and you said a key word, because we don't know where we're going to be as far as school's going to be in and et cetera. So this would not really start until the first day that we actually go live on it, correct? The 180
days. Yeah, the 180 days, yes. Yeah, once the system is operational, that's the 180-day window.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we move forward in fact gathering to allow Chief Smith to begin the stages of entertaining the idea of putting up pool cameras in the area of Frank Road and would be on Frank Road. What school was that again? What's North Frank?
Harmon Elementary.
To be bring back to the board for an agreement once such decisions have been made. If there's no further discussion in the matter, I would ask for a second.
Question. You said that would also include the Finland Avenue campus. Is that my understanding?
No. There is no school zone for Finland.
That's what I understood. So it would be basically at Gatz and Frank Road then.
Correct.
Okay. And with the same, situation that we have, operating 90 days and a 90-day window to notify you, I would be in favor. I'd like to see it carried on for at least a period of 6 months and see how that works out. So I would second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question.
Ari.
Can I have a roll call, please?
Ari.
No.
John.
No.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
Thank you.
And again, that's just a motion. That wasn't a resolution.
Correct. Okay, Chief Smith, do you have anything else?
Yes, I do. Okay. So I've been working with Mary and Mark, Lieutenant Ratliff, and Jeff on the body cameras, and I believe Mary has the documentation for 10 body cameras. I want to say the initial output of the township would be around $30,000, and after that it should be $950 a year, starting year two, and that would cover the storage of the video. So we all know this is what everything is coming to. We've been looking at these for a while now, but it's just hasn't been in our budget to really pursue it. Most likely the cost is going to continue to go up, especially if it becomes mandatory. So we want to kind of beat the curve and get in and just kind of get it done. Questions?
Wait, what? No, this is Ari. I think it's a good idea. Do we have the name of the company and the language so that we can read a resolution to move forward with it?
Yeah, it's WatchGuard is the name of the company. Either Mark or Mary has the exact numbers that we would need for the resolution. Maybe she can help me out with that.
Just a second.
You picked a very good company there, Chief.
It's Resolution 2020-117 for the police department to purchase 10 cameras. The system is with WatchGuard, 4RE/Vista, per their price quote on 6/15/2020. The amount for the first year would be $30,365. And each year after that would be $6,950 per year for the software.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to accept that resolution. Is there a second?
Mr. Chairman, could I make a comment?
Yeah.
Chief, my understanding was, without I missed something on a regular conference or initial conversation, there was about six body cameras for
all right, buddy. I
20,000.
Yeah, originally I presented six. After meeting with the fiscal department, collectively we decided 10 was a better option, just to make sure that we would always have one that was charged and ready to go.
Oh, well, it is what it is.
Right. And I did, okay. This is Mary again, I forgot to mention, the it would be coming out of the general fund.
Okay, I'm on one of them. I'm on one of them.
Now, but
if folks are already talking, if they could please put their phones on mute, we're getting some feedback and comments from folks, so it would help us facilitate our conversation. Appreciate it. Sorry, Mr. Horn.
Okay, one last question, and this would go to Mary. Do you feel that we're sound and or have ample funds to make that $30,000 purchase at this certain time?
I am, definitely feel we have those funds. We just need to be prudent with other spending, so we can't. This, I believe, is the point here, is that this is a good deal now, and I don't know that it will be. I think that the prices will increase if and when it's mandated by the federal government. Then there'll be a shortage. And the prices will go up.
Okay.
And this allows them to have their each shift would have their own body cams and charging. Okay. So when they came back in, they can pick up their own. They don't have to wait for anybody. You know, they don't have to wait for it to download for the next shift. Plus, it allows two extra cameras for the administration, like the chief and assistant lieutenant. And and they could have theirs with them.
Well,
they wouldn't
fine.
Have.
That's fine. If apparently you and Chief Smith have done your due diligence on it, so I'm satisfied. Just want to make sure we got sufficient funds right now. Thank you.
Thank you.
So there's a resolution on the table. Is there a second?
Yes, with the recommendation of the chief as well as our fiscal department, Mary. As mentioned, I would second this.
Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, Chief Smith, anything else for us?
No, sir. That takes care of everything. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Chief Wells, firefighter, you're up.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
I got a huge mic. How about now?
Yep.
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Well, let's quickly approach it. We need to decide this chamber.
I'm still getting a little feedback from you.
I am too.
Oh, yeah, okay. We'll try to make do with it. Thank you.
How about now?
That's good.
Better, okay. That's better.
Okay. Time's quickly approaching, and we need to make a decision on what's going on for the fall for the fire. I mean, I put a lot of thought into this and everything, and it's coming up. Laid out some options. There's lots of options out there if you guys have anything. But I'd like to run through the spreadsheets with you and try to make a place on the ballot for the duty. Over this, by the meeting, so we'll have
interrupt you, but the feedback is getting a little worse on my end here. But sorry,
mine too.
Are you on your computer and phone, or does anyone else hear you? That's on.
Into my regular computer.
Do you want to try calling into the line to see if that's better?
What line? Or I don't have the number.
Mark, can you get that over to him?
Will do. I'll text it over. options to you guys on what you think we can do and what you guys think we should be discussing about how we're operating moving forward. Did everybody look over the email and check out the
Yes. And so these are the three options for what levy they're attracting.
Exactly. There's three options and what different tapping levels and what we're going to do from here forward.
Can you just walk through that quickly so everyone on the phone has a little bit overall what those three options are?
Absolutely. Option one is to maintain at the same levels as we are now. That includes two engines, two stations, two medics, and 38 firefighters. My total operating expense for that amount of staffing is $5.5 million annually. Right now, we have a $5.8 million temporary levy, which is expiring. So we have to do something with that. If we don't do something now, it's horrible. It's all free. So option one, in order to sustain that type of level, we're going to need to replace that 5.89 with a 13 mil levy. The total revenues for all the levies together will be 4.6 million. The total revenue altogether is 5.9. And that increases people's tax levy for fire $281 annually. Me myself, I really don't think that that's a viable option. That is a tremendous amount of increase. And the board obviously has to make this decision, obviously with the fiscal officer. So what's your guys' opinion on that option one?
So, Chief, if it's all possible, I like where we're at for the protection of our residents by having as status quo. So the levy that we would ask for renewal is how many mil?
We would, if it's not a renewal, it would be a replacement levy, and it would be 13 mil.
But, I mean, what's coming up is a temporary levy, is that correct?
Correct. The 5.89 is expiring.
And so if we was to pass another 5.9 mil temporary levy, is that enough?
No, we're close.
How much to replace the same temporary levy would it take?
We would need to replace the 13 mils in order to sustain two engines and two medics and two stations.
So I'm kind of confused because first, the people have pretty much clear said that they would pass a time levy as we needed it.
Yeah.
So, us trying to put on a permanent levy, we know where that's going to go.
Yeah.
So, now that we've had this past 3 years with a time levy of 5.9, now you're saying we would need a 13 to continue on?
Yeah. Over the last 4 years, this levy's been active. What we've been doing is running on carryovers, and Mary can attest to this. The only reason we are where we're at today is because of carryover money, and that's leftover residually from the SAFER grant that we received. With today's inflation, the way things have gone up, manpower costs, my estimation for the next levy to get us 5 more years is $5.5 million.
So you're talking another 10 mil more if we was to stay where we're at?
No.
It'd be 7 more.
7 more mil.
Yeah.
And that 7 mil would cost the average person how much more a year?
It's $281 per year for a $100,000 house.
More. Not total, but more?
Correct. That's an addition
to what you're already paying.
Yeah, right now $100,000 house pays $589 annually.
So now they're going to go up 700 and something.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
It's a substantial increase, and that's something the board has to take in consideration moving forward into this next levy is what can we afford? What will the taxpayers, what do you guys think the taxpayers will do? And what do you think will pass?
as I've expressed before, Chief, earlier, people are looking for renewal, or a lot of folks are, for sure.
Yeah.
And with the uncertainty and everything in the economy right now, you know, there's a lot to think about, for sure.
Absolutely.
And I understand the situation that we're into here and the decisions and everything that has to be made. I personally think that we need to think this thing over for a week or two. And possibly get a little feedback from our residents.
Yeah.
To see what they think. And, you know, let them help us make a decision on it and the services that we can provide as to what they feel comfortable in trying to do. They are important. They are our decision makers as well, and I realize that.
Absolutely.
And I don't want to burden our folks with something more than what they can, you know. I don't think any of us can comfortably afford to pay more taxes right now. But, you know, the realization of the services that we provide for our residents and everything, you know, if you guys have to give up something, we have to give up something, you know, our residents are the ones ultimately, well, of course, I have to pay it as well. All of our residents, trustees have to pay it. But the bottom line is, what do we think, you know, that the residents, you know, can help us with? I don't want to give up. I'm with Mr. Flash, but I don't want to give up any of our services. But the fact tells me the whole thing is, and I think we had some conversation at our initial meeting there, that there's other avenues that we're going to be looking at, certainly not just starting next year, but now, as to what we can do to try to generate some additional revenue where it won't be a burden. Whatever we do, we have to take all that into consideration. Now, Chairman Alex had made a mention of some of the things in the initial discussion on this that we're going to be trying to look at to try to get some additional revenue streams as versus just trying to lay it all on, you know, say, hey, you're a resident, this is what we got, take it or leave it type thing, and maybe make
Trustee Horn, if you'll just, I think it'd be helpful if the chief would walk us through the other two options that he's come up with.
That would be fine. I do want to be able to discuss this intelligently with our residents, Chief.
Absolutely. I'm putting this out there right now in order for all three of you board members to discuss it, and you got to get a good feel. I mean, you guys have to make this decision, and it needs to be pretty soon.
Yes, we do.
It's approaching a deadline, and getting this done in a week.
It is.
I'm just throwing it out there, and also get the info to the fiscal office as well.
I appreciate it, and I have all the figures in front of me that you're talking about, your chief, and I appreciate the information and the understandable way that you laid it out here. That's really helpful to me, that's for sure.
Chief, can you walk us through the other options just so we're having the full picture here?
Yes. Option two is we
city maintains two stations, we still cut staffing down to 32 firefighters. Currently, we are at 38. That would staff two engines and one medic. That would allow us to provide fire protection at the north location and the south location, and one transport vehicle. One transport vehicle, the revenue is $500,000, so that goes away along with the people. So you have to make additional cuts on that behalf. But if we wanted to sustain two engines, we're going to need a 9.85 mil levy to replace the 5.89. That'll give me a total revenue of 4.8 million, and it'll raise the annual payment of $100,000 house $141 a year. That's what we were about 10 years ago. We ran two engines and a medic. The medics can also provide ALS, but along with that, we're losing $500,000 of transport revenue. Option three. Go ahead. Okay. Option three. That is the most doable and sustainable in my mind. That maintains two stations, one engine, and two medics. Do not take the $500,000 hit for dropping a medic. We do decrease staffing levels to 29. Currently we're at 38. The total expenses in that budget is $4.1 million. That's what I need to operate annually. And that would be replacing our 5.89 mil levy with a 5.89 mil levy. The total revenue on that would be $4.7 million. And it raises the annual tax due for fire $32 per $100,000 house.
If you want option,
do what?
Go ahead with option four.
Option four is the levy failing.
I'd like to propose option four.
Okay.
I would like to see, and I'm sure the residents, if we did this, if we showed what we've got, option one, two, three, and four. Option four being a township-wide levy, how much, chances are we could do a township-wide levy, and actually, instead of it being a plus in front of these numbers per year, it would be a minus.
Correct. Those numbers are, I don't know if you have the spreadsheet in front of you, but the township-wide is underneath of all the options.
I don't have, I have just the one with the option one, two, three, and four in front of me right now.
Okay, you don't have the updated one, I don't think.
I don't have it in front of me.
Underneath, I also quoted out the estimated millage for a township-wide levy. And for option one, that would be what exactly failed in the spring at the 19.5 mil. That would replace all of our millage we got on the books. We convert that over to a township-wide levy, and it's 19.5. That would give us a total revenue of $5.6 million. Go ahead.
I apologize. It's hard when we don't see each other.
I know. Very difficult doing the phone.
So my question would be, I'm seeing what it costs per $100,000 home, and we're able to see exactly how much more that it would be. So my question is, if it was a township-wide levy, would each resident either pay the same and get the same service, or would they be paying less and get the same service, and we're going to call that option one?
I'm kind of lost, but under option one...
I see what option one is. And if we was to go with option one, people are going to be paying $200 more a year on a $100,000 home.
$281.
I'm sorry, $281. So, if we did an option four, and it was a township-wide levy, would they be paying any more whatsoever?
Yeah, that's $95 per year.
So they would pay, so our choices is option one, and they're going to end up paying $281 more, and this is if it passes. Option two, they would pay $141 per year. Option three, they're going to pay $32 per year, but with option three, we have one engine and two medics and running out two stations. That's a skeleton crew. The way back to option one, we are running the two engines, the two medics, and we're running the full force.
option four would be the same as option one, but you would be paying $95 more a year. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
So $95. So what I think we need to do, Chief, if at all possible, is try to do is get as many people on a Zoom meeting as possible, and Mr. Chairman, to be able to let people say, we have option 1, 2, 3, and 4. Before we even put it out on a thing, what would you see and what would you support? What does the people want? Do they want less firefighters and one medic versus two? We need to hear from the people of what they want. It doesn't matter what the trustees want. It matters what the people of the township want.
So this is Ari. I have a few opinions on this. So first, I know we have to make a decision here, not today, but very shortly. I think my feeling is that the township-wide numbers on here are the numbers that are quoted for township residents and not the village of Valleyview, which we know would see a significant increase there. We heard from those residents very vocally in the previous study, and I think it would be remiss of us not to include their opinion. We know that a township-wide levy would levy a significant burden on them, and that they're very opposed to that. The other thing that I will mention is that we know that there was a significant amount of outside money spent to defeat the levy when last time we went township-wide. I suspect that will be there in force and larger, since there will be more time for them to organize and spend more money against us. I know that if we put something on the ballot that fails again, that we'll have to go to the alternative option here, which is, I think, our worst case scenario, and it's not something that I'd like to see. I do know that there is the likelihood and hope that more revenue will be coming in. We are moving very, very well along with our JED and several other things that will bring revenue into the township. But that revenue will take 2 to 3 years at best to maximize, to even come close to where we have the budget gaps that are listed here. I do think that there are some alternatives that we can look at in terms of partnering with other municipalities to make this a more stable operation in the long run, but I do think that there needs to be through short-term planning. My initial feeling here is that a township-wide levy is probably not the best route for us to go, and that we have to go to a replacement fire district levy. I think the question on the millage is really the conversation. My hesitation for us to, we're elected representatives of the people of the township, and it's ours about to talk to residents and voters and see what their opinions are. I know that even when we had in-person meetings, we had a really small number of participants on that, and I suspect we will have even less engagement due to coronavirus on virtual meetings that we are having. And that I think we shouldn't be acting on a small sample of opinions, but what we think based on the conversation that we had with residents, it's probably the best way to go. I also think, the recommendation from the fire chief, who sounds like, the option three was the recommendation that he's making. I'd also like to talk to the fire union and the firefighters themselves on what they want, because this is obviously going to impact them over the next few years as well. They're a stakeholder that should be included. So that's my thoughts on this, and I'll see if there are other opinions or comments.
My question is, has the Valleyview made us whole yet on their contract with where they pay us to contract with them?
Yes, we received a 2019 payment, and the 2020 will go out real soon.
Okay.
Ari is
just a short comment. I agree with the comments that Mr. Alex made us that we need to take a look at it. And the way that I think we're currently, we are saddled with some residents there that literally pay no property taxes, and that happens to be the Valley, the village of Valley View, where they pay literally nothing. So the fact of the matter is, I think it would be really fruitless to even consider doing, trying to do a township wide again. Like you say, Chairman Alex, that you can see where that went. And I think the big thing is to have a conversation with the residents and all concerned to see what is really the best thing that we can do for the residents, given the situation that we're in too. So that's about the only comments further that I have. I'd be in favor of taking another week or two and really taking a look at this thing. I realize that we have to get moving on the levy to get it on the ballot, and there is a considerable amount of work and expense to get it on the ballot. So I think we need to take a real careful look and set a time very soon to get back together. That would be what I would recommend at this time.
I'm with you. Let me run down through option three with you real quick and why it's, in my opinion, the best thing for the residents and the fire department. We maintain the $500,000 by sustaining our medics. We keep our revenues from there. That's a plus for the residents. So that's $500,000 they don't have to be taxed on for EMS revenue. I firmly believe with the failed levies going on, I am going to have between 7 and 10 guys leave between now and November. I don't want to hire right now, and you guys told me to go ahead and do it, so I'm going to do whatever you guys say. But I don't want to. I don't think it's right to hire somebody till up to November and then lay them off. I don't think it's right to the guys, the firefighters that are working here, about training somebody that's only going to be here for a few months. The expense of gear and training, there's another aspect of that. And Mary can chime in here as well about the budget. She's really close to finding out what her final numbers are going to be. We kind of ran through them today. And I think we're in a fiscal hardship right now. You want to
chime in? That's my opinion. That's my opinion too, sir. But, uncertainty of how much money we're going to collect, without a doubt, we would have had very much ample money to run us through 2020 to the duration. But with the unknown of the monies that we're going to be able to have the latter part of this year, that is the great unknown. And it's steps that we have to take immediately, that's for sure. So thank you, and at that, I'll shut up. Thank you.
Chief, this is Ari. I wonder if the folks are leaving, and it's a cost on us. What would we need to do to, put a pause on any new hires to make sure that the budget is stabilized as we both continue these conversations and go forward with exploring options?
Well, so you would tell me not to hire anybody, and in order to do that, there's only two options. We either start taking trucks out of service to the manpower on that day, or you pay overtime. And like I said, overtime, it's costing us right now, and I don't know how long we're going to sustain that. There's going to be definitely some reimbursement come through the CARES Act about coronavirus overtime, but we also got some other overtime involved as well. That's up to the board. Do you want to pay overtime, or do you want to start marking equipment out of service per day and go do without?
So, Mr. Chairman, if I could chime in a second.
Go ahead, Trustee.
I'd like to make a resolution, be it
resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board takes recommendation of Chief Welch and taking said equipment out of service as necessary due to manpower. Once decision is made upon what levy option we go with, we will reassess at that time.
Thank you. Chief, does that match with what you need as well?
Well, I would like to put a date out there. You know, as of July 1st, we stop every time.
Yeah, so then whatever date you want to put on it, so noted, July 1st, 2020.
Mr. Chairman, this is Mark.
Yep, go ahead.
I had discussions with the chief and with others. I believe that his recommendation to not hire during this time is a prudent recommendation. And as there's attrition with the department itself, I don't know if you want to include that in there, but that was a recommendation that the chief had, and I've heard from others too.
And Chairman, if you, my words being manpower, meaning replacement of manpower as he would see fit until we come to a conclusion on which one. So basically, the resolution would read that we would not have to replace any people and allow the chief to move his people around and take equipment out of service as necessary. Effective date starting July 1st of 2020.
Along with that resolution and decision, I need to know what piece of equipment and what station.
Well, that would give you the flexibility. The way the resolution was read, that would give you the flexibility to run your department, so you would be able to choose which manpower, which piece of equipment, and which house.
Okay, and I'll forward you out my decision making process, and it will be systematic, and it won't be by just one. It won't be by a personal preference. It'll be a systematic approach about what.
Sir, as you run the department, you can see, you know, as soon as we would say it would be this station or that station, and you need to flip it, this gives you the flexibility to be able to run your department efficiently and keep the residents of the township safe as possible. So, Mr. Chairman, there is a motion on the floor. Or excuse me.
I'll second that.
Mr. Chair, this is Mary. Yeah. May I speak?
Yeah, go ahead.
I also need a clarification on what your status is in this resolution for overtime.
Would this not take care of the overtime situation, mm-hmm. or is that two different issues?
I think you're talking two different issues. You talked attrition on one side and
okay. So, Mr. Chairman, if we can finish this resolution first, and then we'll tackle the overtime issue next.
Yeah, does that work for you, Mary?
I don't think they are separable.
Well, there's already a second. We're calling for a roll call.
Well, I mean, we can amend this if we need to, if we want to make sure that we get this all right, if that's okay with you, John.
That's fine. We were going to put the overtime in, though, in this resolution. We were going to do a separate resolution if we want to do the overtime. This is just basically the new and rehiring of people and deciding which piece of equipment may be deemed necessary to sit idle.
Gotcha. Okay, so that makes sense. So we'll tackle that next. So a motion from Trustee Fleshman. I seconded that. Is there any other discussion on this?
Yes. Mary is going to say that this does have to be together, and I wouldn't be able to sign off on that motion, on that resolution.
Well, Mary, the overtime would be what we would approve separately from the hiring of people, wouldn't it? Or you feel more comfortable if we add it, or what's best for you?
What I'm saying is we have to look at brownouts or some kind of reduction so that we're not doing overtime in this meantime.
See, I'm looking at this as two separate resolutions, two separate issues. The resolution at hand is stating that we will give the authority to the chief to be able to pull equipment out of service. It has nothing to do with the overtime, as noted. Then the second resolution that we would now craft would be one about overtime. Are we going to permit, and how much overtime would we do? They're two separate issues.
Yeah, the first one is also included not hiring if somebody left by your
correct
resignation.
Correct.
Yeah, I think, you know, based on, I think they are similar issues, but they are distinct. But I think the motion, but the resolution could carry as written in two separate resolutions. So there is a resolution on the table that's been seconded. I'd like to call the question and vote on it.
Okay, Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Ralph, wake up. I'm just kidding. You might have been disconnected. We can't hear you, Ralph, if you're on mute.
Hello, Ralph.
He may be trying to reconnect.
Okay. Well, the motion carries. We can check in with Ralph here later. John, you want to address the second issue?
Yes, so on the staffing issue, and Mary, if you will help us here, how would you like to see this carried out as far as what we need to do to make sure that we stay within our guidelines of how we do the resolution?
You have to stay within budget.
I would like to have a discussion on the overtime side of it.
Okay.
Right now, we don't have any 100% hard facts and figures from the fiscal office. I think they're within a week of giving us those numbers and projections of how we're going to sustain this year and how we're going to look at the end of this year. So I would like to hold off the next resolution until we get the numbers.
I'm turned over.
Okay. So noted. Mr. Chairman, I'd ask if I could retract my attempt to make a resolution, sir.
Yep, noted.
That's all I have for now, gentlemen, ladies. I think we need to take some real hard look at what levy we're looking at the ballot for next year, and it needs to rush at the prosecutor's office. It's going to take a while for them to approve it.
I got to shut down the phone.
Chairman, were you going to get a resolution number for that?
Yes, that'd be great.
Okay, for which one?
Are we talking one or two resolutions?
It was just one resolution that was passed.
I retracted my second one, Mary.
Okay.
Based on not enough information at this time on hard fact numbers for overtime.
Okay, that resolution would be 2020-118.
Mary, while we got you here, I asked the board to retract the overtime. I don't know if you were heard or not, but I really want to get your numbers and the exact numbers and the projections that you're going to come out with real soon before they make a real decision on this.
Well, we're still looking at a shortfall.
Okay. See, I think that would be a better way to proceed with cutting out overtime, is whatever your projections are.
So do you think we have enough information to make a resolution today?
Who are you asking?
Either Mary or Jeff.
Well, we're looking at possibly running out in November or December.
Running out of funds altogether, correct?
Yes. Yes, unless there's...
Yeah, you were going to say something?
What I was going to say is, with that resolution, the chief has the ability that he can pull a piece of equipment as needed.
That's right. So, for instance, chief, if you didn't have the staff base needed for that day, you could pull that piece of equipment rather than calling overtime. That would be your call.
Okay.
So that resolution covers you, chief, and that is one reason that I said that your recommendations, because we would be having emergency meetings every day, making a decision, and you are the chief of Franklin Township Fire Department. So we're looking at your best recommendations on running the department the best way that we can.
Okay, I'll take care of it.
Yeah, this is Ralph. Am I still in the meeting?
Nope. Yes, you are, Ralph.
The reason I'm wondering, I had somebody came on and said you are not needed. So I don't know if I'm needed or not.
No, you are needed.
I just kind of curious there. Well, when the boat came down, why the thing come on and said I am not needed. So I don't know.
Did you hear what the resolution was, sir?
Partially, I guess I understand what it was. I don't know. It's already passed now, so it's a moot point, really. I'll get with Chief Welch and so forth, and get a better understanding of it. Okay.
Sure, no problem. Exclude you whatsoever, sir. And basically, the resolution is reading that the chief was able to make the decisions to cut staffing. If he has low staff, that he's able to determine which house that he would wish to maybe take a piece of equipment out of service.
Okay.
Are you all okay? Right. Even though the resolution, just for the record, hearing what the resolution actually was, are you yourself find that okay?
Well, I partially heard it and partially did not hear it. So, I think, the decision has been made and voted for. I just couldn't understand what was going on, really. But
Ralph,
okay.
Ralph, do you want to abstain? Yes or no? Which kind of vote do you want?
Let's just put abstain because I do not understand it, Mary.
Thank you.
That would be fine.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mary. That's what I was kind of getting to see if, but I wanted to make sure that Mr. Horn had an idea of what just passed.
No idea.
Chief Wilson, do you have any other things for the agenda?
No, I will push out my decision next trustees meeting about my process of rounding out equipment and inform the board.
That's everything else that we had on the agenda. Anything else on the agenda for us?
Can anyone read the resolution so we have a good idea of what it is? Can we repeat the resolution? We are not clear what it is either.
Is effective July 1st, 2020. Chief Welch has the ability to make all calls necessary on staffing. If there's not enough staffing, which house will take a piece of equipment out of service or which house will continue service. Until we decide of which option that we are going to go with or continuing throughout this 2020 season.
Until further notice.
I thought it was until you decided on the levy.
Well, yes, but that's for this is for the 2020 season that we're in now, that we're actually collecting on, because we need to make it through January 1 of 2021.
So we've changed it from until we decide on what levy we're running. Now we're changing it to the end of the year.
Well,
so if you amended it,
then we would, you know, if someone needs to speak up, then if we said till just till we make a decision, then that's fine, and then we can then go from there. But we didn't give it.
John, I think what you said was that we could reevaluate once we made a levy decision, but it would be in effect till the end of the year.
Okay, so noted.
We have to do it again.
That is not what your resolution was. If you're changing it to the end of the year, you need to amend it, please.
So I would like to amend resolution number. Can someone read it, please?
2020-118.
To read till through the rest of the January 31st, 2020.
December 31st, 2020.
Yeah, December 31st, 2020, yes.
I'll second that amendment. Any other questions?
We need to call for a roll call on that, sir.
Yeah, I'll call for a roll call.
Ari?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
You're abstain.
Okay. Thank you.
Abstain, dear Red.
Thank you very much.
Administrator Pops, are there any questions that were submitted?
There's none came through the Zoom chat. There was none that came through email, and there was none that came through Facebook on this. There are individuals in the room right now.
How many, sir?
Altogether, there are 14 participants in the room.
Okay, we thank you for being participants. Okay, well, hearing no questions submitted at this time, we're adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.